This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. 4.8 million people found work in June, and the unemployment rate declined to about 11%. That rate would have been terrible news back in the pre-COVID times, but it's nice to see now. Marketplace with Nova Safo is here to dig into these numbers out today. Nova, forecasts for job gains were something around 3.5 million more people on payrolls. Nearly 5 million found work. That, sir, is known as a upside surprise.
That's right, David. And it looks like the reopenings that really got underway in full force in late May and early June just led to a lot of job callbacks. Now, we still have nearly 18 million people unemployed, but in June, there were more than 2 million job gains in the leisure and hospitality industry, 1.5 million additional food service jobs, also bar workers, retail jobs up 740,000, and then the gains get smaller from there.
I mean, there is news. McDonald's is pausing for 3 weeks its plan to resume inside eating in places where that's permitted. And some states have been slowing their reopenings or reversing them, given the new data on the spread of the virus. Are these June numbers, in a sense, already out of date?
Well, that's a point I've heard from several economists. And I put that question to Diane Swonk, chief economist at Grant Thornton.
I think we're going to see a setback in July. We could actually even see the jobs numbers flatline to decline as we deal with the backtracking that has to occur as we delay reopening and people just don't show up. People are afraid of getting infections. Not only stop going out to eat, but they also stop traveling, cancel vacations, and stop going to doctors and dental offices.
And of course, we know we're now having some reopening setbacks, David. And if you look at the weekly initial jobless claims, which also came out today, it was essentially flat from the previous week. Another 1.4 million new jobless claims.
All right. Marketplace's Nova Safo, thank you.